Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Novel Ideas for September or November. Jeez.
This is
November
17.
17th, 2023. And we are discussing Under the Bayou Moon by Valerie Frazier Louise or Louise, I'm not sure how you say her
If
last
you want the
name, but
French pronunciation, it's Valérie Français-Louis.
wow. Wow. Okay
Okay.
then. I could never do
Mer
that.
merci.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go through the characters and then I did find a little bit about her, not much, just that she writes for Southern Living and she's their travel editor. She's written four other books. None of them, except Under the Bayou Moon, are on Bard. I found them all on Audible, though. Letters from My Sister is her most recent. Almost Home is another one. The Key to Everything, which is based on a true story. And oh, the other, can't find the other title. It'll come to me, but there is another one. Oh, Missing Isaac. That
Do
one
you know
I
if they're
looked
on
up.
Bookshare?
I don't know. I didn't look.
That's okay.
The Missing Isaac takes place in the 60s. It deals with racial tensions. I looked at the info. So, but I know I plan to read at least one other one. The characters, we have Ellie and Haywood, Rafe and Remy, Doc and his wife
Florence.
Florence, yeah. Boone, Luttrell, Footsie family. Gabby, Bonita, her two assistants.
Bad, what was the bad guy's name? Do you remember him? I can't remember his
Luttrell,
name. Yeah, okay. Did you say
Luttrell,
you said hey, did
she's
you say Haywood? I guess you said
Haywood,
Haywood. Yeah,
yeah.
okay. Yeah.
Wasn't it Luttrell? Wasn't
Yeah,
Luttrell
Luttrell
the
was a bad guy.
okay.
well the
What
this
is
this
the, who is the
this
guy who died in the very end? I can't think of his name. Boone?
The senator's son.
Boone, right?
Boone. Boone, that's
But
it,
who was
that's
the
it. Okay.
senator? Because the senator also
Yeah.
died. I can't
The
remember his
senator
name.
also died. I can't think of his name either.
Senator
Secretary.
Turd. Senator
Yeah,
Turd.
his
Yeah.
secretary might have had something to do with that, maybe, huh?
Oh,
Yeah,
Laura.
maybe
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Lura, yeah.
Yeah.
The 6 foot Texan girl.
Six
Yeah.
eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six eight Texan girl, yeah.
Didn't like what she heard on the phone.
Yeah, right.
No, he
Not
was planning to
intending
get rid of
to
her.
kill. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that was most of
There's
the
the
main ones.
almost character of Claudette.
Oh,
Yeah.
right.
Oh, the fictional character. Yeah.
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 Oh,
Haywood's wife,
yeah. You have
or
the
fiance. Yeah.
pastor who was originally accused of the fires. The
Lester
pastor,
something.
the
Lester,
yeah, Lester,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
there's a
right. Forgot and then about
there's
him.
Smollett. It, no, it was the name of the store.
Yeah.
It was a Smollett?
I think that's it. That sounds right. That sounds right. Is that all right? Yeah. And don't forget Mabel, Ellie's car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, and the white alligator.
Yeah, the white
alligator. Oh, yeah, the white alligator, definitely.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. I'll go down the list and we'll see what people thought. So, Alan, we'll start with you.
Okay. I loved this book. I admit I live next door in Mississippi, but I just love these people. I mean, it just, it was a bit reminiscent of Where the Crawdads Sing, and that, you know, it kind of took place in a out of the way place. But I like these people even more than the characters in that book, because these were just good folks that had been getting, you know, mistreated. And I like books with good human relations stories. And this was just excellent. Of course, then it had some romance in it too. And I like the romance. But I am going to have to say one thing, though. I thought the narration was good. But I'm going to tell you, people, when you're in a boat in Louisiana or Mississippi or wherever, and you're fishing, you're not fishing for anything musical. It is not a damn bass boat. It's a bass boat.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fish. Yeah. I don't know how they mispronounce that, but they stepped in it royally with that pronunciation. But anyway, I thought the narration was good, but that was a mild irritant. But anyway, I don't cry often at books, but that last scene brought tears to my eyes when I really liked Haywood. He was I think he's probably my favorite character, and it, you know, the way it ended, he's at the graves of his two friends. I just that really touched me. But it was excellent. I didn't know anything about this book. I'm glad you picked it. So I'll stop talking now so other people can speak.
Well, thanks. It was somebody wrote about it. I kept seeing reviews on DB Review, and then somebody in Nolan Crabb's book talk group highly recommended it, and I thought, oh, I need to read this.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
I'm glad you liked it.
I did.
Is that Allison or Sally on 215?
215. That's Sally.
Yeah. Me? Or?
Yes. You, Sally.
Okay.
Okay.
I loved this book. I didn't know anything about it. I started to read it one Saturday morning, and I usually don't read a book in an entire day, but I did with this one. I just love the characters. I love the sense of community. It was not crazy about alligators, and there've been a bit too many alligators, especially with the mystery book group coming up. But it was just so, these people were so lovely, and they took care of each. They took care of each other. I'm going to read more of her books. I noticed that some of them are on Audible. If you have the Audible Plus, you know, if you get 2 credits a month, a lot of them are free. So I'm definitely reading more. But like Alan, I loved that last scene where he's standing at the graves of his two friends. It's just lovely. And I think that Haywood really loved Ellie, but he knew that she could never stay in New Orleans, that she was not party girl at heart. But look who he married. I forget her name, but she was one of the teacher's aides.
Gabby.
And
Gabby.
And she said, I'm going to marry him. He just doesn't know it yet. it was just such a wonderful book.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I have, but thank you, Randy. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Some of the other books are free on Audible. I did see that. I forget which one, but at least one of them was.
I think the one about Isaac, something Isaac, was free.
Yeah, and I think Almost Home might have been too.
Yeah. But I recommended this book to a couple other people who aren't in book groups, and they read it and said how much they liked it too. I think it's the kind of book that goes word of mouth. That's all I have.
Okay. I lost my... Somehow I got out of the participant place.
Joni's next, I think.
Alan, can you help me out? I keep getting kicked out of the...
Yeah. Joni's next in line, 623. Joni, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I really enjoyed this book. I was amazed at how Ellie's assistants, both girls, worked with her and were so cooperative. And the one thing I think that got to me was that Rennie enters the book at age 7. And then all of a sudden, he's 10 years old. And she was only there for a few months, and suddenly he went from age 7 to age 10.
He did? I didn't catch that.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
No. I think the time was compressed a little differently. I think the time was compressed a little differently. It seemed like she was just there shortly, but time did go by.
I thought he was 7 through the whole book.
They fell in love, got married, all that, and so it took time.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got married very soon after they met each other.
Yeah,
I thought he was 7 through the whole book.
Yeah, I don't remember them ever saying he was 10 years old, but I may have missed
it.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, so.
But anyway.
Yeah. I thought it was very good. I like books about teachers and teachers that are good to the kids. But at the same time, the kids really like them, and that's the kind of teacher that you learn from. So yes, I really did enjoy this book. I guess that's it. I did get to read it, so I think I finished it the morning before I went into the hospital.
Joni, do you know how long you'll be in?
Well, they just have to run its course, and it's not a very happy course. It's
no, I'm sure.
You have to go through a lot of stuff. I'm on tons of antibiotics, but I don't want to take up the time.
Well,
novel ideas to talk about myself, but
yeah, I just wondered how long you were going to be in because I came in late to the party.
Well, I went last Monday, and they weren't sure what I had, so they did all kinds of tests and everything, and they said they were going to admit me.
Uh-huh.
So here I am.
Know. Yep. Wow.
I'm not a very happy camper.
Well, I can understand. I can understand that.
Okay. So are you done, Joni?
Yes.
With a book? Okay.
You back on your list, Randy? You need me to call on somebody?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got it now.
Okay. All right.
I see 918. Is that Bob or
that's me?
Fan?
That's Allison.
Oh, that's you?
That's okay. Allison. Yep.
Okay.
I really liked the book. I wasn't sure I liked it at first, but I really did. And I want to marry, what's his name? Remy's. Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. And it was a very good book. And I thought, other than the the bass boat, which I hadn't even thought about because I didn't know that much about it, but I really thought it was good. The only complaint I had was there were terms that they used that they didn't really define. I'm trying to think, you know, and so that was a little off-putting, but I really liked the book. I thought it was excellent. I forget what term it was. I remember I called Jane Corona and said, what is a bayou, you know?
Mm.
So, but I liked the book. I really did.
Okay, thanks. Deanna?
I liked the book too. I thought it had a little bit of a slow start, but there was excellent character development. Interesting locale, people that you cared about, and all the bad guys got what they were, what they deserved. So what else could you want in a book? Because, the guy that was supposed to be having this big alligator hunt became an alligator dinner. And the Senator Roy, who was used to wheeling and dealing and treating everybody, including his son, like pawns on a game board, found out that sometimes pawns can bite. Because Laura was not working for him out of love and loyalty. She was in for the main game, and she had access to his money. She had access to all kinds of things. And by keeping that very guard dog attitude at his front desk, he really didn't get who she was at all. But I don't think he did get who most people were, because he was too self-absorbed. And you know, he was willing to hang the preacher out to dry for his son's death just because it was convenient. Yeah, he wanted Luttrell to pay, but he wasn't. Luttrell could have easily eluded him and moved on because he wasn't really hunting him. You know, so he was just trying to get the people off their land so that he could come in and sweep up all the places that Luttrell had told him there was signs of oil. And according to the ending, the people, because they knew what to look for, and with Haywood's, you know, input, then they got what they deserved for their land and were able to send their kids for education and improve their lives and not be just swept aside as if they didn't count.
I cheered for Laura myself. I was like, yes!
Go get him, girl.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. Gina?
Okay. I liked this book also. It was very, it went really quickly. It was very light reading. But who was what was the name of Remy's son? I can't remember.
Rafe.
Okay, yeah. Rafe. I really like
his uncle. His uncle, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I forgot to write that one down. Anyway, I like the relationship between him and Footsie. I thought that was great.
I really liked,
you know, the white kid and the black kid, you know, being so supportive of each other, and the way that Rafe supported Footsie when they lost their house. I just thought that was the best relationship.
Yeah.
And I like books that take place in the South, and I thought that the bayou was very interesting. Those bayous are just so rich with life and everything that it always makes for an interesting setting. So that's about it.
Okay, thanks. LaDawn?
Yes, I really did enjoy this book. It's the kind of book without a lot of tension in it. And it was the kind of book that you can enjoy between reading two books with intense subjects. When she first day at school, the first day in town anyway, and she went to see where she was going to live free, and they're in there describing that cabin. I thought, well, there's a little wood stove, there's a pump for your water, and there's a toilet. Oh, an indoor toilet. Oh, great. Well, you got to go fill it up first, and you got to fill the bathtub up with a bucket and make sure that there's rocks on the stopper so a snake don't come up there. I don't know if I like that too much. Yeah. So it doesn't seem like too great a deal. But, you know, she took to it like it. And I thought that, like I say, I thought it's a nice book, something that is good for reading between other more intense books that you may give you a nice respite. And it was a good story, and not a lot of, not any, hardly.
Okay. Thanks.
What's the word? Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead.
Liz?
Okay, I love this book. I really did. I just love the storylines. There were, so, you know, I liked all of the characters, but I really particularly liked Ellie. And there were some things she did as a teacher that just really made so much sense. The very first day of class where she had everybody, you know, write a letter about what they hated about school. I just thought that was so cool. You know, tell me what you hate. So how would you rather it be? And to the lengths that she went to try to get Footsie and his brothers and sisters educated. I just really had a lot of respect for her, and the fact that she would not punish the children for speaking French. And she had this way of, you know, when Boone came to, you know, she had a way of convincing him that nothing was going on here, you know, nothing wrong was going on. She wouldn't let things go on. She had these, you know, she had Gabby and
your video was off. The meeting was being recorded.
Bonita, to make sure that the kids didn't, you know, it was just so well done. You know, I love that country. What in Forrest Gump, they called it as country dumb or something like that. You know, just like, you know, go ahead and giggle what you want of us, but we got it together here. We are going to get things done. But I loved the book. I loved the romance. I, you know, of course, one of my favorite scenes is when Luttrell became the alligator's meal. That was great. And I love the white alligator. You know, he just seemed so cool and never left his, you know, never left his.
I'm hearing.
That's Bob. That's Bob.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, I just love this book. It was just one of those reads that, you know, feels really good. Everybody who was supposed to get, you know, win one. thanks for choosing it, because it was just probably not something I would have picked up, you know, but I just love it. Thanks.
Okay. Everybody's liked the book so far.
Oh, yeah.
Randy, can you hear me? I'm here.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I heard you come in, Bob.
Everybody did, because I was messing around here. Sorry.
Shelly?
Okay. You're okay?
Yep.
Oh, okay. My thing is talking. Okay. First of all, Randy, I wanted to thank you for recommending this book. I would have never read this book if you did not pick it, because I've never heard of this author before. And if something was picked for another book club by her, I would definitely read it. Secondly, I really liked the narration. I've never had Sandy Rustin before, and I thought she did a fantastic job outside of that word when she said bass instead of bass. I would have never caught up on it, but I heard her say it once or twice. But other than that, it was a very good narration. I liked all the characters except for the senator, Luttrell, and the one who's going to start the fire. I forget. Roy. Roy. I didn't like Roy. I felt bad. I'm going to be all over the place for a minute, but I felt bad for the senator's son Boone, because he was killed by that hack job. He was killed. You know, I didn't see that until the very end of the book, and it was just sad because he was killed, and he turned out to be good, and he was trying to help. You know, when he heard the fire was going to happen, he was going to try and help, but unfortunately, and I felt terrible for Quitzy and his family, and I loved how Rafe and Ellie stood up and helped the whole community. I love the whole community aspect of this book. They all stood up for each other. They, no matter blacks, whites, whatever it is, they helped each other out, and that really made me happy. I love to see communities work together, and I thought that was awesome how they made the upstairs schoolhouse for Footsie and his family. And I love the communication between Footsie and Remy. I really like that. I'll try to go through this quickly. I really liked also when Remy got sick at school, Ellie took him home, and how motherly she was to him, because she never had any kids, and you know, she really wasn't in a relationship yet with Rafe. They liked each other, but they weren't connected yet, and how she took care of him, that was just so special. And then Haywood, I loved Haywood. It was so funny because, you know, he thought he was going to die before his birthday because all of his family died so young. And I just thought that was special how Ellie said, no, you're not going to die. You're going to live longer than me and Rafe. And, you know, and it kind of left you on the edge of your seat because you thought, you know, I didn't know if he was going to die or not. I'm thinking, oh boy, when is it going to hit us? When's it going to hit us? And of course, Rafe and Ellie died before he did. So I really liked how he married Gabby. I really liked that. They made a really cute couple, as well as Rafe and Ellie. And at the end, like you all said, I didn't realize it was, I knew it was Haywood at the grave, but I didn't find out till the very end of that part. It was Rafe and Ellie that were they were at the cemetery. I didn't realize it was them. So I actually cried for that. And they had a daughter, Gabby. I thought that was kind of cute that they named their daughter after Haywood's wife, Gabby. I thoroughly enjoyed this book, and I can't say enough about it. I give it a 5 out of 5.
Ooh. Okay. Thanks.
I'm waiting.
Bob?
My turn?
Yep.
What can I say after that excellent review? But thank you, Randy, for suggesting this book. I don't think I'd like to live in the bayou, but I loved the community. I wish our town was as close as theirs. In 1949, and still the men held separate meetings. You know, I noticed that yes, Ellie got to speak at one and had a good idea. But they said, where are the men? They're meeting quietly. It's a cultural thing. I don't know if the bayou communities like that still exist. My God, no electricity. The kids took boats to school. I don't know about the white alligator, but and Boone was just weak because he did. Somebody help me on this one and defend him. I like Boone too. He realized what was going on, but he knew about the fire because he overheard Roy and Luttrell talking about it, I think. But are we saying that he was killed before he could run and tell everybody? It didn't seem so in the book that Luttrell just killed him. I mean, Roy told him to.
He didn't tell him to kill his son.
Was Boone that a weakness in his character then?
No. Boone took off and went to try to warn them.
Okay. Then he did try to go warn them, but Luttrell caught him first or whatever.
Yeah, Luttrell figured out what he was trying
to
do.
Yeah, and I missed that. Okay.
And killed him.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
But it's funny that he chose the lagoon where the where the white alligator would come up in the moonlight.
Yep,
and
that was really
as
good.
A place to hide the body. Right. And of course, right. the alligator's going, I don't want dead food.
Yeah.
Get this out of my
And I was
lagoon.
Pleased when Latrell got eaten by the alligator. That was the better person.
It was well deserved.
The one that we're missing, though, is Laura. Was it the 6'8" secretary? The secretary?
Yeah. Lura.
What is her name?
Laura.
I was right. Okay,
yeah,
sometimes my hearing.
About her.
And basically, you know, she heard his call and he said, well, she's a nice lady, really loyal, but we got to kill her. And she got him first, and they said, she's grieving. She's taking a state vacation, and she's grieving. And I said, good for her. She nailed him. Big Roy was really bad. He's probably the Huey Long of Louisiana. I don't know that. I don't know if the author did that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't match that great interview, so I'll shut up. Thank you, Randy, for selecting this fine book.
Okay. Thanks, Carla.
Well, I'll give it about a 4. I liked the characters. As a teacher, I really liked Ellie. Yeah. You know, I liked watching her technique in the classroom. I mean, that was sort of like talking shop to me. You know, she even gave me some ideas about some things to do with my own students. I mean, I just liked the way that she, you know, that she handled things and sort of the way that, you know, she took a little Remy under her wing and how she even stuck education to those little Black children. I mean, I thought that was clever how she did that. You know, I guess if somebody needed dying that Luttrell did, but I don't know. I guess I just... I was okay until the end of the book, and then it started to just, you know. But it was interesting how things went all circle. And I'll tell you another thing that I liked and how they went full circle. But I liked the French. Okay, I liked the little, of course, you know, being a linguist, you know, I understood the French, and she did a pretty good job. She had a pretty, well, I'd say for the Bayou French, it wouldn't have been a good Parisian French accent, but it was a fairly decent Bayou French accent that she used. And I liked how the cultures were intermixed. And this place sort of reminds me of where my brother lives in Alabama, in the middle of nowhere. I don't know. I just, but yeah, I think she did a good job. So. I don't know what else to say. I too like the narrator, you know, except for, you know, a couple of pronunciation snafus, but she made up for it with the French, I would say. So that's what I'll say.
Carla, are you okay? You sound down today.
I'm sort of tired.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I'm not really feeling very
I'm
good.
I'm sorry.
Still.
Okay.
They took some,
I'll move on.
You know, I've been really fighting some stuff. I had to have another phlebotomy and, you know, I'm just having some health concerns. But thank you for asking. You know, it makes me feel good that I
and
have.
And she was an outstanding teacher. I would have copied it, done a lot of those things. She had great ideas. You're right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Did I miss anybody?
Yeah, Ruth Ann and Dan.
Oh,
Ruth Ann's here.
Dan,
they wanted, Dan Tettle.
Okay.
And yourself, of course.
Yeah myself. Ruth Ann, did you want to say anything?
Well, I'm sorry to admit that I did not read this book. It sounded like a really good book and everything like that. And I think maybe I will read it after, you know, I've heard so many, you know, good reviews on this. And I'm sorry. I think it's better I don't say anything more because I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
But that's the key to a book club. If you hear it, you say, I'm going to read that myself. That's I've done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Dan?
Oh, it's my turn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really, you know, it's been a while since I read the book. I think it was, I saw it in the list of recently added books and put it on my phone and read it, but it was so long ago that I can't remember the story. But I did like it. I've read lots of books set in the South. I just reviewed one a couple days ago, yesterday, a book that I didn't like, but it was the culture, the description of the culture was interesting. I don't know if I'd want to have lived in those primitive conditions, but I liked how the school teacher really stood up for the community and especially the children. It was very heartwarming, and I would recommend this book to anybody. That's about all I can think of.
All right. Thanks. Well, I love this book.
And Dan, I love your books on the DB list. I don't.
I love them too.
Keep it
I
up. You're
read
good.
Them.
Good
oh,
reader.
Thanks. Well,
no, you really are. Good reader.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to shy away from if I don't like something, I'll say it.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job. You really are.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
I just joined the DB list a few days ago, and I've
it's
seen
a great list. It's great.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Can I ask one question before we hear for the next, Randy? Did anybody, Shelley was, I think it was going over all the characters. Did you guys mention Doc and Florence? They were very special people. Okay.
Yes.
I thought they were great. I'm sorry. I must have missed it. Okay.
But I love this book. And I keep going back and rereading parts of it because it was just so well written. And it was, in a way, it reminded me of Where the Crawdads Sing as well. But I have to agree. I think this one was a little better. I like the people better as well. And one of my favorite scenes was in the beginning when Ellie is out in the boat and she meets Rafe for the first time and he takes her back to the house to meet Remy and they don't tell him at first that she's the school teacher because he's so afraid of going to school and he doesn't like school because he's afraid he's going to get in trouble all the time for speaking French. And when Ellie tells him that she knows his new teacher pretty well and she doesn't think she'll have a problem with him speaking French and he realizes that she's his school teacher. I really like that.
Yeah.
I thought that was so thoughtfully done.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And the one that I don't think we mentioned was the woman that taught Ellie how to cook. And it lived near.
She had a funny name. That's why.
The house. She had the house that burned down. Yeah.
I think Alan's got the name. Yeah.
They wanted Ellie to teach them English.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yep. That was another good scene. Yep.
Yeah.
It was.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were so many great scenes in this book.
I really would expect this to be a really good Hallmark movie. And as Alan said, you can almost visualize the closing scene of the camera behind the man in looking at this graveyard and then pulling back and having a long shot of the bayou in the evening.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, LaDonna. It's like, I wonder if this book has been optioned because it would make a great movie.
Be a great movie.
Absolutely.
Really would.
I don't think it would make the Hallmark.
Yeah, it seems like a Hallmark one. You're right.
It's a little too rough around the edges for that.
I think so.
Like getting eaten by an alligator isn't exactly their favorite.
That
That was the best. They could do that off screen. I mean,
They wouldn't show. They wouldn't show that close up. Probably not.
But the book did a really nice job. They didn't. They just you knew it happened, but they didn't describe it.
No, and they had an interesting sort of a mechanism for not describing it. They had Rafe, turn her head so that she wouldn't see it.
That's
and they
right.
did it for us so that right. we wouldn't see yeah. it. Yeah. And it added some irony to the book. He was going to use the alligator hunt to, that's sort of like poetic justice because he was using the alligator to get that money. You know what I mean? To turn the people against each other.
Oh, yes, I see. Yes.
So it was an interesting mechanism. So yes. I think from that standpoint, the alligator was one of the main characters.
Absolutely.
Yes. And, the other thing I want to say is interesting is this is just a coincidence, I know, her birthday was March 3rd, and so is mine.
Okay.
What I thought was so neat was when he was out right before they moved into the new cabin after Luttrell tried to kill her and Haywood, and Rafe was out in the boat and he went to visit the white alligator, and it went into the water for the first time,
right,
and it freed Boone from where he was being held down by a rock or whatever was on him, and he floated to the surface. And the alligator just very calmly went back to his place on the tree. And Rafe was able to take the body in to the police, but he wouldn't tell them where he found it. He just said he couldn't remember how to get back there, because he didn't want anybody to know where the white alligator was.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
I thought it was kind of a humorous touch where Hayward avoided commitment by making up that character of Claudette.
Claudette, yes.
It's funny, yeah.
That was funny. Yeah, very. I think Nancy came in, Randy, just now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forgive me. I didn't. I came in, but I didn't read the book. I just want to hear what the next book. I just didn't have time to read it. But thank you. Okay. I'll listen though. Okay. Thank you.
Claudette wasn't a real person, because I was feeling sorry for her, but then I realized she wasn't a real person.
Oh, I didn't know that. Was Claudette? Was she real, Claudette?
No, she didn't exist.
She didn't exist. Right.
I had wondered. I had wondered about that. But you know.
Uh huh.
When I read the Bard, about this book, and it said religious kind of I thought holy cow, what was it? One church was there and one person said grace one time. What is that?
Right. It wasn't.
And the preacher's in jail. The preacher would they accuse him of murder.
That was misleading.
That's why I said
misleading. Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever we were going through it and Alan said, oh, it's religious fiction, that's why I said it's not religious fiction.
Yeah,
it's very misleading the way they did that, because
I've seen that with a few of the things. And,
yeah.
Well, unless you consider the fake religion that he was trying to divide the community up by
the preacher,
putting the Catholics against Protestants.
That's true. That's true.
So that was the only touch of religion. And then the senator's idea of having them hunt the white alligator and divide the community up by putting up a big bounty on the animal's hide. Mm-hmm. And with so much poverty and stuff, he wanted to make it something that would be divisive in the community, but it didn't end up being.
No. That's right.
Yeah, that was great.
Because Haywood was able to tell them that they shouldn't trust anything that involved Luttrell.
Yeah. Very good.
Can I bring up one more point?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys like the part where when Luttrell and Boone came into the school for their meeting and wanted to see how the kids were. I thought that was so cute how Gabby and Benita got everything ready and all the kids were.
Oh, yeah.
Really that was cute. Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. And then they were not trying to speak French. I just didn't understand why, what was the big deal of why they were not allowed to speak French back then. I don't understand that.
It's the same kind of prejudice that you know, was in our school system when Hispanic children were.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
Or Native American children weren't allowed to speak their native tongue.
It's called immersion, and they said you will speak English, and that was crazy. Yeah. You know, our Spanish-speaking kids wanted to speak Spanish.
And that happens all over the world. A friend of mine was born and raised in Syria, and her school that she went to was taught by the French nuns, and she was not allowed to speak Arabic. She was not allowed to read Arabic.
Oh, my goodness.
Denied. They were denied access to everything that they knew, and they were forced to speak French only. So it happens all over the world.
I had no idea. That was kind of news to me. I'm like, I couldn't believe it, but I was so proud of the kids. They did so good. And it was just a really, everybody says, that there's so many hundreds of scenes in this book were so cute.
Oh, and it wasn't that when they pretended to punish this boy for speaking.
That was great.
He was a good actor. He was a good actor.
Yeah.
And then the scariest part.
Go ahead. Okay, one of the first things to do to take away a person's culture is to take away their language.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely,
it's like
right.
When they the whole debate of in the deaf community of sign versus oralism, and the deaf, so for years, deaf kids were not allowed to sign that in schools, and
it's terrible
on oral school, and you know, they better not catch you signing.
The scariest part in this book for me was when she thought Haywood was coming over and it was Luttrell trying to kill her. That was a really scary part for me.
Nobody got to eat any of that cake either. It got wasted.
Didn't see it coming.
Oh, the cooked icing. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I haven't had cooked icing in a long, long, long time.
Well, you know, it served a good purpose.
It did.
Because if she hadn't had it to hit him with it, she wouldn't have been able to get out of the out of the house and run across the dock and jump into the boat.
Yeah.
And I love that Remy was able to call her Ma at the end, Ma Ellie. I really like that.
Yeah.
I liked him. He was a good kid. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was one of my favorites.
I thought the narrator, I call them readers, was Ellie. She was outstanding, this gal, Sandy, or whatever her name is, who read it, in my opinion. She was really good.
Yeah.
Good reader.
But I liked the scene. They were sitting on the swing, and Remy was in there. He was out there fishing, and the fish got away, so he hit himself in the head.
And this book had the best marriage proposal I've ever heard.
Yes.
When I got up the next morning, Ray said, the next time we spend time together, playing together under this roof, we need to be married.
We got
to
be married.
I love it.
Yep, that was great.
So what are we doing next time? Do we know? I know that's what Nancy's waiting to hear.
Somebody knows.
I have a book to recommend, and Ruth Ann knows this book. So, Christmas, when you're ready. When you're ready, read it.
All right. Does anybody have anything else to say about this one?
No.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay.
Moving on.
Go for it.
What are we reading next month?
The book I'm recommending is a very light read. It's about 4 or 5 hours long. Ruth Ann may want to speak about it. She told me about it. It's called The Christmas Table by Donna Van Leer, and it's 101018. That's the code. But I'm not saying that's the answer. It's a chatty book. It's another hometown thing like this one. I mean, the community rallies around, but it's a light read. But I'm not. You know, you guys may have a better one, so I'm willing to listen.
That sounds like a good idea.
Did you say the Christmas table?
Whoa, stop.
Oh, one at a time.
The Christmas Table is the name of it.
The Christmas Table?
Mm-hmm.
By Donna or somebody.
One. Does anybody else have any other one? Any other suggestions?
We've read The Christmas Train, which is super. That was wonderful. Baldacci's book, yeah.
Yeah.
We did it a couple years ago, yeah.
I've got a book on my list I haven't read
yet
that's called The Christmas Keeper, and it's part of the Library Lovers series, and I enjoyed those.
I love that series. I love those series.
I don't care. It's fine.
Either book is fine with me, so whatever you guys want to do.
Randy, you're the boss.
Well, I've read some of the Donna Van Leer books. They're good.
She reads
I've
it.
Never read
I've never heard of her.
Never heard of her.
He read, there's a series.
Some of the Hallmark movies had her name on them, didn't they?
There's a series, The Christmas Shoe, The Christmas Hope.
She has a whole bunch of those, yes. That's right.
Are they children's books? Shoes.
No.
They're good books. I would go for that.
I only liked it because I've almost finished it. It's a light read. It's a Christmas. Oh. I don't want a deep mystery or there's.
There's a mystery in the book.
Excuse me. There's a mystery in the book, but it's not murder or anything like that I know about.
Oh, good.
I heard Carla there.
War. We don't need it.
But Deanna's book may be very good too, so I don't care.
What's the DB number?
101018.
DB 101018. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the Christmas Table,
and
right?
10:18.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we just do that, Randy? Let's just do that.
Or 5 hour book. You might hate me by New Year's, but I think it's good so far. It's chatty. I don't have to think too hard.
I like Donna Van Leer, so yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, she's okay. She reads it.
How does Donna Van Leer spell her name?
V-A-N-L-I-E-R-E.
Van Leer? Okay.
Van Leer. Mm-hmm.
Donna Van Leer, okay. Donna Van Leer.
Yep.
How long is this
about? Christmas.
Table.
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, everybody.
Oh, yes, you too.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
This will be on the 15th.
Happy Thanksgiving, folks.
Can I stop the recording, Randy?
Hold on. The next meeting will be on December 15th.
Okay.
And I've got a joke to tell. I've got a joke to tell for
people. It's my birthday.
Okay.
It's too noisy. I'm hanging up. But have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you.
I want to hear Alan's joke.
Can I tell my joke?
Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah. Hopefully this will make people feel. We'll end on a humorous note. This comes from If the Creek Don't Rise. So if you've read the book, you've heard the joke. I'm gonna do the Alan modification to it, but anyway. Bubba was a lay preacher and really down on his luck and a really poor part of the country, but Bubba still talked to God on a regular basis, and he said, "God, time is just taking forever. How long is a million years to you, Lord?" And God said, a million years is but a second to me, Brother Bubba. And Bubba said, "Yeah, well, I know. Well, I'm all out of money, God. But how much is $1 million to you?" And God said, "Bubba, $1 million is but like a penny to me." Oh. And Bubba said, "God, can I have $1 million?" And God said, "In a second." All right.
Oh, yeah. Bye. Somebody turn the recording off. I don't think I can. So Alan, turn it off.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
I wanted to go hours there. Thank you.
All right. All right. Everybody, have a good weekend, Ellen. Everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, good night, everyone.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
You too.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay.